The Dog and Pony Show has begun, with a face-off between Romney and Obama. But after the first debate, they both look like dogs to me. America's jobless was the first order of business, with Obama saying that education and training is the answer to America's unemployment.
And let's begin with jobs.
I think we've got to invest in education and training.
But already thousands of college grads with advanced degrees and saddled with huge student loans can't find jobs. Then Romney chimes in saying that opening up trade with Latin America and cracking down on China if they cheat is the answer for America's jobless.
Open up more trade, particularly in Latin America. Crack down on China if and when they cheat.
But Latin America, thanks to NAFTA, is now making the U.S. products that America used to make and trade with. And China doesn't cheat. Jewish Wall Street cheats, cheating Americans out of their jobs and handing them to China on a silver platter. This first debate was nothing but a charade, for both Romney and Obama dare not oppose their Jewish masters on Wall Street. And this is the root of the problem. You see, Jewish investment banks like Goldman Sachs, Wolfenson & Company, and Citigroup, who underwrite the stocks of U.S. corporations, sit on their boards, and dictate policy, have transferred American manufacturing and wealth to China and India. Wolfenson himself recently boasted, apparently plugging his advisory role at the China Investment Company, that by 2030, two-thirds of the world's middle class will be not Americans, but the Chinese.
为什么强大的国家都会走向灭亡？他们都犯同样的错误。美国政府企图以庞大的开支和税收来摆脱严重的经济衰退。巨额的所谓刺激开支，政府接管私有企业，债务累累。当然，我们是他们的大债主。现在他们都得给我们干活。
Yes, they own us. For when manufacturing goes, so goes the white-collar jobs. IT pros, computer programmers, design engineers, research and development, all the jobs that make for a strong middle class and keep our cities in the black. And don't be misled by the Bureau of Labor Statistics' lying report that unemployment has fallen to 7.8%. According to John Williams of Shadow Stats, real unemployment is above 22%. And that means at least 25 million Americans are out of work. Many of them white-collar professionals. You see, there's no manufacturing left in America to speak of. All we make anymore are hamburgers and pizza. And those new 114,000 jobs that the BLS is BSing us with are mostly non-tradable jobs like bartenders, orderlies, warehouse stock boys, cabbies, waitresses, and hairdressers. And the biggest hairdressers of all are Romney and Obama, who, while prettifying our balding economy with makeup and mascara, are pulling what's left of America's hair over the eyes of the gullible and the clueless. It's time to wake up and smell the coffee. That is, if you have a home left to smell the coffee in.